The state's decision to build the new unit is at least partly a result of pressure from the U.S. Department of Justice and an ACLU lawsuit that cites abuse of mentally ill inmates at Techida, the state's largest female prison. An attorney for Disability Rights Wisconsin, Todd Winstrom, says the new facility is needed for inmates who can't get the mental health treatment they need at the understaffed clinic in the general population prison.
For the women who were the most ill, had the highest needs, where did those women end up? Well, they ended up in segregation, getting worse. The ACLU lawsuit and the threat of a lawsuit from the federal government certainly played a part in leading the state to step up to the plate and do this.
A former inmate who served time on drug charges at Techida says the new 45-bed facility should help inmates with mental illness get more than just the drug abuse treatment that's available there now. Tamara Oman is a drug abuse counselor and a member of the prison reform group Voices Beyond Bars.
They've often medicated themselves with, you know, drugs and alcohol to try to deal with the symptoms of the mental illness, and unless all of it's addressed at once, none of us win. You know, none of us win the opportunity to see a healthier community.
But Oman worries that the state may not come up with the money to staff the new mental health unit. She says that funding battle is one that prison reform groups may still have to fight in the state legislature. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.